quote.
This is Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioner meeting. Roosevelt Housing Authority Board of Commissioner meeting, September 3rd, 2025, 4:30 p.m.
Okay. Thank you, Margaret. Thank everybody for being here for the September 3rd Housing Authority meeting. Let's just jump right in, and we'll start with the first agenda item. Let's call the meeting to order with a roll call. We'll start down there at the end there with you, Harold.
Karen Happ here.
Lynn Snow here.
Bo Hancock present.
Josh Baig here.
Okay. All righty. Public hearing, item number two. Any need for a public hearing, Margaret? Okay. That takes care of item number three as well. Item number four, we have the approval of the July 8th, 2025 minutes. I did receive a draft of those. I hope everyone else has as well.
No.
Does anybody have any modifications to that meeting? And if not, we will entertain a motion to approve.
I'll make a motion to approve the minutes from the July 8th, 2025 regular session.
I'll second that.
All right. We have a first by Josh Baig and a second for approval by Lynn Snow. Is there any further discussion? Okay, hearing none. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. I would like to go back just one second for the record and just recognize that Rebecca Pittman is absent from the meeting, but we do have enough for a quorum and to conduct business. If she arrives, great. So item number five, we have the approval of expenditures for the June 2025 and July 2025. I think everybody has seen that in their board packet.
Yeah, yeah.
This is usually where we turn a little time over to Lynn.
Well, not necessarily on those, but I move approval of those.
Okay. We have a first for approvals of the June 2025, July 2025 expenditures. Do we have a second?
I'll take it.
Okay, we have a second by Harold. All in favor say aye.
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 Okay, motion carries. So if you're not on that part, Lynn, where are you at then?
Well, just when we get to the review the financial statements, maybe.
Okay. All right. We'll put that on the other section.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Formal actions. We do have item number six. This is an updated procurement policy. Margaret, did we have that in our packet, or we need to review that?
It's the new one.
It's underneath this one. Okay.
I just upped everything about. The first one was about $500, and I upped it to $1,000.
Okay.
I just have a roof that needs to be fixed. And I was realizing this is I'm going to have to have bids from all kinds of weird places if I don't up it a little bit. So.
Okay. So this is primarily like small purchases.
Yes, just small
and
purchases.
Okay.
Repairs and things.
Yep. I mean, one of the purposes for having a executive director is they can have a little autonomy to do things of this nature, but I appreciate you updating the policy versus just moving ahead. But Lynn, Harold, Josh, do you guys have any questions or concerns about these new thresholds that are being submitted for approval?
In my opinion, they look
looks like it's going to be good.
You feel it's reasonable? Yeah.
And they are a little bit lower than the state procurement, so absolutely reasonable.
They're higher than the ones I used at my last job, so I thought it was going to be good, but of course I'm in charge of more now. So I don't know what the state is. Maybe I need to...
So do we need a motion?
Yeah, I think we will need a motion.
Make a motion,
Harold?
I do have one question, though. Is this what you want? Do you want to... Is these thresholds correct, or do we need to entertain the idea that there may need to be more?
I think this will work. Maybe I'll get with Josh in the future and see what the
okay.
States
but for today's purposes, you're good with that.
Okay. These are definitely within the bounds. They're completely okay.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to put that out there because I don't want to revisit this too frequently.
Yeah.
All right, didn't mean to jump your Lynn, did you?
So he made a motion, I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries for the adjustments and revisions to the Roosevelt City Housing Authority procurement policy as of September 3rd, 2025.
First on that?
Harold was first, Lynn was second.
And then I will need everybody's signature on this one and take them back to the office.
Yeah. Okay. That while you're here, we'll pass it down. All right, while we're gathering signatures for that updated policy, the item number 7.
That's
am I looking at the right one?
Yes.
Okay, that's CMAP score. Yeah.
That's the score that HUD gives us, and I just wanted to point out we got high score on it, so we did really good.
All right. Great. Congratulations.
It's a high performer, so I think they don't make us do it again for 3 years.
That's even better.
Because
if it was one of us doing it, we'd probably do it every year. So,
great job.
I appreciate it.
So how many of our Crown homes are
rented?
Yeah.
All of them are rented now. Yep.
All of them are rented long term with the option to buy.
Yes. 15 years and then they can buy.
Okay.
That's great.
And they're all in?
Yep, they're all in. All moved in. Got them all in the last couple of days of August. So. I've already collected the rent for September. So.
did how many made it to the ribbon cutting? I apologize. I missed that.
Just
Hal. Hal made it? Okay. I just had a conflict at 11 o'clock that day. Did it go well?
Yep, that's good. I enjoyed it.
Good. Who wielded the big golden scissors?
Me.
All right, okay. Well, that's who should have been doing it, so we appreciate that. Sorry we couldn't make it. As part of item number 7, Lynn, do we want to go through any expenditures?
Well, you know, I just look at these statements that back here, these longer ones that she's got, and just want to make sure that the ones that have unusual
anomalies and jumps or dips.
I mean, like the Roosevelt Housing Authority voucher program. I mean, it went from April 3,056, and May 3,869, then to June minus 1,000, then to July minus 900. So there was some big expenses in June and July.
Yeah. So in June, the HUD program gave us a little extra money. They gave us $3,000 extra, but I did have two dishwashers that I had to buy for $1,625. I just put it on the credit card, but Cott Wood Creek won't pay us back for that. And then there was some lawn care expenses for the Crown homes before they rented. $420.
About $2,000 worth of dishwashers, it sounds like. She had to get two of them.
Yeah.
And then some lawn care expenses, amount about
$500. Yeah.
$400 or $500. Yeah. Were those just repairs on sprinkler lines, I'm guessing?
That was for us to take care of the grounds mowing.
Administrative expenses went from $6,400, $6,700 to $15,270. 270. And then back to 9,000.
April.
So we went, we went up by 9,000.
In April, we had the.
This is in June, the administrative expenses went up.
Write these all down.
Yeah, I see where you're looking. The 65, 65, 10, 6, 6, 6.
I think that's got to be because all I've got in June is the dishwasher stuff and the lawn care.
That went up from 6,700 to 15,270. The total expenses.
Looking at.
So these ones that I gave you. This shows all the expenditures for June.
Yeah, I just don't know what, you know. I mean, this is how I compare them, you know. Like we go from, right here, 6,400, 6,700 to 15. And I just.
And you're pointing to the expense list, and we do see that list. We're not saying anything's inappropriate.
I just wonder what's caused the fluctuation there.
Yeah, which of these big expenses?
Looks like there was an $8,000 computer software.
Oh yes.
In June, on the second page here.
That would probably.
Yeah, there's
that could have been it.
Annual software renewal for $8,038.39.
Thank you for saying that. I have it on my notes. Absolutely. Right over.
Hey, we're putting you on the spot. So.
That's okay.
Good eye there.
It's okay. I wrote it down so that I could answer the questions, and then I get nervous up here and don't even read my notes.
And then the spreadsheet at Crown at Cottonwood Creek. You've written some explanations below
there.
Yes,
so that was the one from a couple board meetings ago that we were wondering if the security deposit had gotten put in the... So somebody had moved out, and I gave them their security deposit back, but I realized that that is not part of it, that the extra money was coming from this extra cash flow when we get at the end of the year. If there's any money left over, we have to divide it between the American Express, UHC, and the Housing Authority. And so that was like a total $7,000.
Okay.
That was to answer the questions from a few more.
From the previous board meeting. Yeah, I remember we had an outstanding one.
And Crown at King's Peak, you know, we had a big fluctuation in May. Total expenses went up from about $1,700 to $4,600.
In May, you said?
Yeah.
So
Crown and King's Peak, yeah.
In May, we had the audit. We paid FJ and Associates $2,900.
Okay. All right, that explains it.
Almost, yeah.
That explains it. Okay. Those were the ones I
should No, remember. Good. I, Lynn. We actually look forward to this portion of the meeting.
Well, it's an old
account. Well, Margaret does it, but
the old accountant in me that's coming out.
Okay. Well, I think that does answer, you know, some of the jumps and the dips that Lynn has a keen eye for. Any other, you know, items or discussions that you want to discuss at this juncture would be great before we, you know, ask to go into closed session if it's needed or if it's not adjournment.
I don't have anything.
Okay. Any need for a closed session from members of the board?
That I know.
Okay.
Is there any, I mean, how often do we do these Crown projects?
I'm not sure. I think the last ones are getting close to 15 years, so it's been quite a while. I'm sure I'd have to look into even how they do it, but
someone
just
might
would have to apply for funding, I'm sure, and get approved through Utah Housing Corporation. So, but I do think it's a really good program.
Is that something that's just automatically alerted to you that they've been 15 years on and now their time frame's triggered that they need to?
Probably. I haven't gone through that process yet, but Utah Housing Corporation is in charge of it, and we're paying mortgages to them, and we report to them. So I'm sure as it gets closer to the 15 years, they'll contact us and the tenants as well, so they can decide whether they want to buy it or not.
Yeah. I know you're not hurting for things to do, but it may not be bad to just double-check that, since this will be a first-time event.
Yeah. Well, and then the King's Peak, I think, only has 5 more years, and Cottonwood Creek's probably about 8 years left, and then we'll be just down to the new ones. So, yeah, might not be a bad idea to get some more going.
And how much notice they give the tenant to, probably more critical. Well, again, Margaret, we absolutely appreciate what you do, and you know, I think the members of the community that are part of the program appreciate it as well. It's good. It's a good program.
I appreciate you guys. It's so nice to work with you.
When is our next meeting? Do we have that?
It would be September, October, November.
Be in November.
Yeah,
okay.
I
don't need an exact date.
November 5th
is the plan. Well, you guys will have to carry the water. I'll be out of town November 5th. Well, not that I do anything anyway, but just letting you know. So, with that, we will entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Okay, second by Lynn. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, motion carries.
Thank you, Margaret.
Here's your
couple checks I need signed from you guys.
I'll actually be on in.